This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating a shooting involving a CCL holder and a carjacking suspect on the south side. It happened early this morning. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live now at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco Mai, this happened about 2.5 hours ago in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. Police say a 47-year-old man was inside his car near Ashland and 82nd when a group of four people jumped him and demanded his car. Police say someone then discharged a chemical agent on the victim. It's not clear what that chemical was. That's when the victim, who has a valid FOID and CCL, shot at the suspects, hitting a 16-year-old in the arm and leg. The victim was treated on the scene. No one else was injured, and the other suspects fled in the victim's car. No charges have been announced. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, an alleged car burglar is hospitalized after being shot by the vehicle's owner early today. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live with that story.
Mai, this incident occurred at about 2:30 a.m. on a residential block on Mayfield Avenue near Fulton Street. That's the Austin neighborhood on the west side. Police say a 53-year-old man was attempting to break into a vehicle. He was confronted by the vehicle's owner, reported to be a retired police officer who was armed. There was a struggle, according to police, and the owner shot the man. He was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital in good condition with a gunshot wound to the right shoulder. This incident remains under investigation. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Federal regulators say they found the operator of a CTA Yellow Line train that crashed almost a year ago had alcohol in his system.
The medical factual report from the National Transportation Safety Board shows the train operator had a blood alcohol level of 0.06, three times the legal limit for someone driving a train. A urine test run later did not find any banned substances. 38 people were hurt in the November 16th morning crash when the train collided with a snowplow on the tracks. A CTA spokesperson tells Channel 7 the employee remains out of service and points out the NTSB said the operator immediately initiated the emergency brakes when he saw the snow removal machine. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for a man who allegedly kidnapped a 10-year-old boy last night. Police say the boy was in the front yard of a home near 30th and Springfield when the man put his arm around the boy's neck, covered his mouth, and then forced him to walk with him. The boy was able to break free after several blocks and run home. Police say the man was wearing a mask, but a black beard was visible under it. He was wearing a black hoodie and black pants with rips on the legs.
The new Chicago Board of Education scheduled to meet for the first time this morning. It will be their first meeting as a group since their appointment by the mayor, replacing the seven previous board members who resigned. Today's meeting set for 10:30 this morning. It is listed as an agenda review session ahead of a full meeting scheduled next week.
A man is hospitalized after being shot by police in DeKalb yesterday afternoon. Police say he was shot after allegedly stabbing several employees at a car dealership on Sycamore Road. The employees were wounded but are expected to survive. DeKalb City Manager Bill Nicholas thanked police.
They provide security to us. They make it possible for us to go about our days knowing that some people are willing to put themselves at risk to deal with these things.
Authorities have not released information about the alleged attacker's condition. The incident came only hours after county sheriff's deputies shot and killed a man after he allegedly shot at police in DeKalb following an hours-long standoff.
A man installing electric vehicle charging stations at a Northwest Suburban Auto dealership was seriously hurt yesterday.
The man was installing the equipment at Alpamonte Chevrolet on Dundee Avenue south of Main Street. Deputy Chief Joe Schwab of the East Dundee Fire Protection District says the man's right arm and hand were seriously burned.
It looked like it was, while working with the electrical equipment, looked like a circuit was somehow completed and it caused a flash fire and then possibly caused some current to go through him.
Schwab says the man was awake and talking when he was taken to Sherman Hospital in Elgin. No one else was injured. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Many people are aware Frank Lloyd Wright was an iconic American architect. Few, though, may know he was also a photographer. Some of his never-before-seen photos are now on display at Chicago's Driehaus Museum.
So this is the Furman section. This is one of the first photographers to do his work. So,
photographing Frank Lloyd Wright curator David Hanks says throughout five rooms and two floors, dozens of photographs and original sketches are on display documenting Wright's life and work.
I mean, Wright's known around the world as a famous, most important American architect. I think many of these are not so familiar. I mean, some may be well known, but I think we have a number of photographs that people would not have seen.
The exhibition also features the work of leading photographers who documented the architect's career and includes Wright's own photography.
Now we're moving into the 1930s.
The exhibit will be at the Driehaus through early next year. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
West side of Atlanta, yeah, that's where I'm from.
Comedian Dave Chappelle and rap star Killer Mike are bringing their joint tour to the Rosemont Theater next month. An announcement says the tour will feature a fusion of music and comedy and will feature a joint set with the two performing together. Tickets for the show go on sale tomorrow through Ticketmaster.
Now, sports. Josh List.
I'm happy to be with you. Thank you.
Finally.
What an introduction.
Pros Pro. The rebuilding Bulls never did part with veteran Zach LaVine this offseason. 19th highest paid NBA player, $43 million a year. He starts this season earning his dough or raising his trade appeal on opening night in New Orleans with a second quarter scoring binge.
Back to LaVine. He's been hot. Dribble drive in the lane. A reverse good with the right hand. And Zach LaVine has taken this game over. Here in New Orleans, wide left side, LaVine is in the zone, folks. LaVine with a pull-up, 28-footer, good. Zach LaVine on fire.
On the way to a team-high 27 points, Chuck Swirsky, 6-7 to the score. Except LaVine's slippery fingers lose the basketball seven times. The Bulls' 21 turnovers turn into 30 Pelicans points. And the visitors lose by a dozen in New Orleans, 123-111. Nikola Vucevic, 21-11 in defeat. Kobe White, 0-for-5, three-point shooting, just 10 points. Zion Williamson wasn't even there. Out sick before tip-off. Ruled out. The Bulls return home 0-1, host the winning Bucks tomorrow night. Milwaukee just dropped Philly in the opener with 30 from Dame Lillard. A pair of Bears defenders remain out of practice. A few days away from their Sunday showdown in Washington, safety Jaquan Brisker still in concussion protocol, and corner Kyler Gordon still nursing a sore hamstring. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Google is opening its first Midwest brick-and-mortar store in the western suburbs.
The Google store will be in Oak Brook Center and occupy a former American Eagle store. Shoppers will be able to browse Google products such as Pixel phones, watches and tablets, Nest cameras, and Fitbit trackers. Google has a brick-and-mortar store in California, in Massachusetts, and two in New York. Their newest location in Oak Brook Center will open on November 1st. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A giant mural celebrating the labor movement on the Near West Side will be preserved after all. The artwork was threatened by the sale and planned gutting of a union hall at Ashland and Monroe. Union President Carl Rosen says they turned to the Chicago Public Art Group for help.
We looked at a whole bunch of different ways, but finally, the way it would have to be done is basically to cut the walls out, remove the walls from the back of the mural and remount the mural onto a new lighter surface that could be hung someplace. But that is obviously a hugely labor-intensive and expensive process, so the next question became funding.
The funding came in the form of a grant of more than $450,000 from the Mellon Foundation. Most of the mural will be moved to the union's new offices near Damon and Carroll.
The Cook County Board is expected to approve settlements totaling more than $24 million for cases involving a disgraced Chicago police detective.
The latest settlements involve eight cases investigated by Detective Reynaldo Guevara. He's alleged to have coerced confessions, fabricated evidence, and framed dozens of people who were prosecuted and in many cases exonerated, some spending decades in prison. The county's role is in the prosecutions. Settlements involving Guevara are in the tens of millions of dollars. The city paid more than $60 million earlier this year. There are other pending cases, also lawsuits, more than 30 pending. He's refused to testify in one 2018 case invoking his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination more than 200 times. Guevara, who spent more than 30 years on the job, has never been charged with a crime. He retired in 2005 and has a $91,000 pension. He's 80 years old. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Reports in the New York Times and the Atlantic have sources close to former President Trump questioning his fitness for office. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
The stark new warning from his longest-serving White House chief of staff, John Kelly, who told the New York Times Trump could govern as a dictator if elected.
He's certainly an authoritarian, admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
The retired four-star general also corroborated reports that the former president spoke favorably about Adolf Hitler.
He comments more than once that, you know, that Hitler did some good things, too.
The former president responded by posting on social media that Kelly made up a story. Vice President Harris, meantime, says the report offers a window into who Donald Trump really is.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.